Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Now, before we get into what's on the show this week, don't forget that you can call my request line anytime. 1-300-929-516. Save it in your phone. 1-300-929-516. Now, just a little bit excited about the tunes on this week's show as we hear from Luke O'Shea and Amber Lawrence. I shed some light on Ashley Dallas's new single, top tune from Casey Musgraves, Travis Collins, something new from the Eli Young Band, and an uber cool track from Jasper Shelton Hollis, who's dabbling in the Devil's Garden. Also chats with Mustard Courage and Steven Tyler, so you really don't want to miss a thing. Bad puns aside, we've been loving this track in the Real Country office this week, so I thought it fitting to kick off the show with it. This is from the EP Hell's Half Acre. This is Greta Zilla with Rust and Bones.
Rust and bones, rust and bones. Into this cruel world we're thrown. Do what we can, but it ends in rust and bones. When I die, when I die, lay me by my mother's side. Place a rose on the stone when I die.
I am here in your love. You forget that I am strong. is that light within your eyes? I can see how hard you try to protect me from it all. No one's invincible. Time for sunshine, time for rain, time to share with me a pain. But you gotta let me try, let me inside.
Luke O'Shea and Amber Lawrence with Catch You, the first single from Luke O'Shea's new album, due to be released early 2016. Now, it was written by Luke and Amber and highlights some of the challenges of living with post-traumatic stress disorder. It really is a great track, and there's a very moving video clip with it as well. Definitely check that out. Next up is Tamworth girl Ashley Dallas with the first single from her new album, Other Side of Town, Fear the Dark. Lyrically, it was inspired by the stories of people living through difficult times and only seeing the dark, and they certainly do miss seeing the positive things around. So, this is Fear the Dark, brand new from Ashley Dallas.
It's been a sunshine in 4 days, but all I see is the rain. Even when no drops hit the ground, I feel the dark, cause you're not around. I set fire to my heart, hoping to see a flame or a spark, but all I saw were drops of gasoline, burning holes in our dreams. I feel the dark,
I feel the dark.
fear my heart ever since we fell apart. I fear the dark.
Ivor Davies from ITAF, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and I don't really listen to country music, so I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here, but I'm waiting for Ben to impress me, so go ahead.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Moolumbah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey, Sarah Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Moolumbah Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, Mustard Courage have a ripper new album out, and I caught up with Nick to chat all about it. I am absolutely stoked to be joined by one third of Mustard Courage. Nick, how are you, mate?
I'm really good, Ben. It's good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Now, let's talk about the new album. Tell me about the evolution of Mustard Courage from, you know, the last one to the new one, because it's got such a great vibe.
Yeah, I think there's been quite a, you know, from the very beginning, there's been quite a curve there where, you know, we started out with the band and weren't really sure what we were doing in the first early days with our very first record, which is, you know, Before Power Lines, which is basically a glorified demo of what we were getting into. And then, you know, that was a quite contemporary. After that, we were, you know, really getting knee-deep into bluegrass and saying, like, you know, we respect this music and we really want to, you know, kind of pay our dues a little bit. So yeah. Power Lines was more of a traditional bluegrass record. And then we said, you know, let's keep going. Let's build the music that we've never really heard before.
I think you look at, there's a lot of naysayers with traditional country music as well that say, well, country's, it's all now bro country, it's all this or it's all that. But I think that if we look back to, you know, Dwight Yoakam, who we see as a fantastic country artist now, was shunned to start with. He had to go play in LA because they wouldn't let him in Nashville because he wasn't that country sound. I think that it takes trailblazers like you guys to be ahead of the bell curve to
help a musical genre creatively evolve over time. Now, that's not to say that traditional bluegrass isn't important or traditional country isn't important. It's just saying that we're developing and evolving that concept and playing with it to expand our knowledge of music, to expand our horizons and expand what we can do while still honouring and paying tribute to the past.
Yeah, back on Dwight Yoakam, you know, I'm a big Dwight Yoakam fan, and I definitely appreciate him for, you know, what I think having the first modern Bakersfield style.
Yes.
With guitars and Cadillacs, because I'm a huge Bakersfield fan. So it's like the second I know that song, I know it's Bakersfield, but it fooled people into thinking it was, you know, I mean, to me, it seemed like Dwight took it back then, you know, it's like, because that track sounds to me like it's 50s Bakersfield, but, and if you listen to now, he's got synths on his stuff, and I still think it works.
Absolutely.
20 years from now, they'll be like, yeah, synths. I mean, the thing he doesn't have is, like, you know, trucks, beer, and chicks. So he's still all right with me. And we haven't added any of that. We only added cool stuff.
Yep,
just like, for the record.
Like banjo.
You know, we've always had banjo.
Ah, I know. You can't get cooler than banjo.
Well, hopefully it sticks around. You know, to be honest, the kind of peak of the hype for banjo is going down a little bit from the last couple of years. So we'll see if we can. I mean, even that Mustard and the Sons people or whatever got rid of their banjo on their album. So it's like, okay,
you know,
we gotta keep flying the flag here.
So the song Honesty, I think, is the wonderful way to kickstart what is an absolutely brilliant album. And, you know, I think it's been received very, very well, and rightly so.
Yeah, I mean, without going, you have to hear the song to believe the song. But it basically, I think that song kind of is indicative of, you know, where we've headed. Style-wise, you know, I mean, on the album, there's way more traditional stuff and there's way more out there stuff as far as creeping into more rock or more R&B. We're called R and bluegrass now. So, and, you know, the clip is a bit zany, right? We can say, but a lot of the album is quite seriously themed. We just don't like to get too serious with our film clips, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think Honesty is an absolutely amazing track and a great way to kick off a fantastic album, White Lies and Melodies, which is out now. Fantastic album. Definitely get your hands on it. And if you want to see these guys live, you can check them out at the Mwullumbah Country Roots Festival in October as well. All the details for that and the new album will also be on our website, realcountrymix.com. Thank you so much, Nick.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
I've been working like a shovel, turning over yesterday. Been building for tomorrow, and after all I do, you still call me a spade. You will, just don't call it honesty. Fire in the hole.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
From the new album from Mustard Courage, that was Can't Hide from the Moonshine. And ain't that the truth? Now under Unheard and Unsigned, it's all about established and emerging indie artists, and this is their time to shine. Now, if you want your track here, just head to the realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's that easy. This week's indie artist just blew my mind with such a well-written song with such deep lyrics. It's like a musical onion that just keeps on giving to you layer upon layer upon layer each time you listen to it. It's great. Anyway, this is Jasper Shelton Hollis, The Devil's Garden.
Oh, her story.
Well, there's nothing I love more than a cracking good music festival in a great Australian town. Well, we've got the Tamworth Country Music Festival, the Gympie Muster, and now the Mooloolambah Country Roots Festival to add to the diary, October 2 to 5. There's so much to see and do at the festival. The lineup's amazing. There's over 60 acts, including Casey Chambers, Busby Maru, the Davidson Brothers, Archie Roach, Sarah Storer, Bill Chambers, Harry Hookey, Lynn Botel, and a whole bucket load more. You can see the full lineup and you can get your tickets for the Mooloolambah Country Roots Festival from mcrfest.com. That's mcrfest.com, and you can be part of something special. After the break, it's your requested social country, Casey Musgraves, Travis Collins, and my chat with Stephen Tyler. All still to come.
Hey, we're living in the colours of a rainbow.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
And I'm Les, and we're the Sunny Cowgirls. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Woo!
It's moving as the wind blows, and at the end you'll find a pot of green and gold.
Well, something very interesting has happened at behindthewheel.com.au. We now have a place for you to sell your car absolutely for free. You can sell your car for free at behindthewheel.com.au. Private sellers, dealerships, everybody's welcome. 100% free car classifieds. So, behindthewheel.com.au, as you know, all the latest car reviews, car news, car advice, car product reviews, and now car classifieds as well. Behindthewheel.com.au, sell your car for free. We can't wait to get your listings.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolambah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, the Audrey, Sarah Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach, and more at the Mooloolambah Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.
Hi, this is Drew.
And this is Troy.
And we are
McAllister Kent.
And you're listening to
Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Yeah.
I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get up with my boots on. Fill your cup and raise it up. And drink to an old spin dusty song. Get loud, get down. I'd like to get up with my boots on. Fill your cup
and raise it up. Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, social country, it is your chance to tell me what you're loving and listening to, and I really love getting your requests through. How do you do that, I hear you ask? You can head to the website, realcountrymix.com. You can send me an email via that, or get all the details on how to request as well. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. You can leave me a message or respond to one of our posts. You can check us out on Twitter at realcountrymix. We're on Google Plus as well. Or you can pick up the phone and call the request line anytime, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. And the phone's ringing. Let's go to the hotline.
Hi, my name's Katie Bennett. I'm from Birchip. And I was wondering if you could please play Biscuits by Katie Musgrave. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Great choice of song. Now, I'm such a fan of the wordsmithing of this lady and in particular the message in this track. Excellent selection. Happy to play it for you. This is Casey Musgrave's Biscuits. Now, where did I put those Monte Carlos?
Gravy.
is it in my yard ain't gonna make yours any greener. And I wouldn't know about the rocks in your shoes. So I'll just do me, and honey, you can just do you.
So.
Now, again, if you want your request on Social Country, all you need to do is you can be like Katie. You can pick up the phone and give me a call, 1300 929 516. That is 1300 929 516. On top of that, you can also check us out on Facebook and you can leave your request there, facebook.com/realcountry, on Twitter at realcountrymix, or if it's all too much, don't stress. All the details are on our website as well, realcountrymix.com. Now, this week I got an email from Ted in Bridgetown, WA, who can totally relate to this track from Travis Collins. I'd rather be lucky, wouldn't we all? Top choice, Ted.
My old man worked hard all his life, never had that much to show. Next door neighbor buys a lottery ticket and they're rolling in the Powerball dough. Hard work never hurt nobody, but I'd rather be lucky. Hard work never hurt nobody, but I'd rather be lucky. That hometown girl had the guys lined up with diamonds, DeVilles and degrees. Never thought that she'd run off with a guitar player like me. Yeah, hard work never hurt nobody, but I'd rather be lucky. Hard work never hurt nobody, but I'd rather be lucky. I never have things turn out quite like I planned. I'll play the hand. Well, it's a good day when your buddy buys lunch and every light you hit turns green, and your girlfriend can't keep her hands off you, if you know what I mean. Yeah, hard work never hurt nobody, I'd rather be lucky. Never hurt nobody, but I'd rather be lucky. I never have things turn out quite like I planned. Deals the cards, I play the hand. Hard work never hurt nobody, but I'd rather be lucky. Yeah, hard work never hurt nobody, but I'd rather be lucky. Hard work never hurt nobody, but I'd rather be lucky.
Na na na.
Now's a wonderful opportunity to educate you lot about something that is absolutely free, will cost you absolutely nothing, but give to you endlessly in cultural and music. Look, I'm just trying to sell the podcast. Now, if it's the cheapest, easiest, and funnest way to relive all the magic of Real Country, anywhere, anytime, and like I said before, it's absolutely free. All you need to do is head to your favourite podcasting app, be that iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, or anything else, and then just do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe to keep the country tunes flowing. Now, we've got over 200 different shows and interviews for you to enjoy, all absolutely free. So check out our podcast now. After the break, my chat with Steven Tyler and something new from the Eli Young Band.
Couldn't tell wrong from right. I went ahead and called you up. I got a little drunk last night.
Hey, this is John from the Eli Young Band, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
Brought it all up.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey, Sarah Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach, and more at the Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival, October 2 to 5. Tickets from mcrfest.com.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Well, something very interesting has happened at behindthewheel.com.au. We now have a place for you to sell your car absolutely for free. You can sell your car for free at behindthewheel.com.au. Private sellers, dealerships, everybody's welcome. 100% free car classifieds. So, behindthewheel.com.au, as you know, all the latest car reviews, car news, car advice, car product reviews, and now car classifieds as well. Behindthewheel.com.au, sell your car for free. We can't wait to get your listings.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, you know where to go. See the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, we all know Steven Tyler from Aerosmith and one absolute standout hit, Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Now, he remembers back in 1999 when that song landed on the country charts as a number one hit for Mark Chestnut. Now, while it demonstrated to some that the rock music Steven was making with Aerosmith wasn't that far from country, but what did it prove to Steven? Well, I asked him.
It just proved to me when Diane Warren brought me that song and I heard it that I was right on with my thoughts about the song being a hit or being something that would be played on the radio a lot. It was a hit for us, it was a hit for him.
Now that Steven's working on recording his debut country album, he has the same mentality that a hit song is a hit song. So he's not really worried about how country it is or if it's country enough. He just wants to write and record great songs for his album, and that's exactly what he's doing. This is Steven Tyler with Love Is Your Name.
Leave some open for
Andy Grammer has re-released his hit single, Honey, I'm Good, as a duet with the Grammy-nominated Eli Young Band. Now, this is a really exciting new version, and it adds a southern twang to the upbeat tune, complete with country staple instrumentals like plucky guitar. I just love that word. Now, the frontman of the Eli Young Band, Mike, joins Grammer on the vocals in this track, exchanging verses throughout. It sounds absolutely great, and I love it. This is the Eli Young Band and Andy Grammer with Honey, I'm Good.
Nah, nah, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home.
Your lot for the week, and don't forget that you can download the podcast from this show absolutely free on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. All you got to do is head to the app and do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. It's easy and it's free. I'd also love you to continue the country conversation on social media. You can find the show on facebook.com/realcountry and also on Twitter as Real Country Mix. Or if that's all too much, don't stress, just head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, next week, super huge show, but I'm not going to give out any spoilers. So you've got to make sure that you tune in at the same time on the same station next week, where I'll bring you a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You've heard us on the radio, now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews too. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments. Give us feedback ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. BehindTheWheel.com.au, where motoring starts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolambah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey, Sarah Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mooloolambah Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.